Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesarino, back again to talk with you about all the week's top stories for the week of October 14th, 2019, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Monday. Yes, you heard us. October 14th. Canadian Columbus Thanksgiving Day. And Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. Also, Tyson.
Everything.
It's all happening. Yeah. Tyson, Apostle. Tyson is live from Reno.
Whoop, whoop. I'm here, guys. We did it.
Okay. Tyson, what Canadian things are you thankful for today?
Let's see. Those maple cookies, ooh. Maple sandwich cookie thingies. Yeah. Have you had those?
Yeah.
They're shaped like a maple leaf.
Yeah. Huh.
Those are good. And that's all.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Man who's thankful for many Canadian things as well, Mr. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Good. Working on my kid's Pennywise costume. Just got it. I know. The hardest part of the costume is yet to come, and that's going to be where we drive all the way to California and hide in your bushes.
No, Danny, come on.
It's not the band Pennywise, right?
No.
We already decided.
But he's got this great wig with like a bald cap. Okay. And so it's good. I think this is going to turn out to be a great costume for a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. How scary are you going on Pennywise, Danny?
Oh, my wife made him a legit, like she sewed, put it all together, and it looks 100% legit. It's going to be pretty good, assuming they don't mess up the makeup.
Okay. All right. A lot of pressure. So,
he says he doesn't want to wear it to school because it'll be too terrifying. But I'm like, how many kids in your grade are going to be like, oh my gosh, that is the clown from It.
I think it's popular.
I think it is too, yeah. Surprisingly.
My kids taunt me all the time with Pennywise. So I think they know about it from YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know how my kids know so much, but they know more
they're
than
tapped
me.
In. About tapped the movie. In on
think
Pennywise.
Bergen knows.
Ask her.
You should ask her about the clown that hides in the sewer and the red balloon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I meant, do you think she knows who Pennywise is from watching a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what they learn. I don't know if Ryan's Toy Review is talking about Pennywise or
what it is.
They've got Peppa the Pig with a guest appearance by Pennywise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we talked about that, you know, sometimes these scary things just pop up in these YouTube videos for kids. I think that they're just like normalized.
Yeah, now nothing against expected. YouTube. They're watching us, YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. We've got so many stories to get to. So let's dive into our top story. And this is one that is being widely circulated today. It's the story of funeral hijinks, which is something that is always appealing to us. There was a funeral in Ireland where there was a bunch of well-wishers, onlookers at the funeral when a message started to play out of the casket at the funeral. It's a great Irish funeral with bagpipes.
Gotta have it.
This is the funeral of Defense Forces veteran Shea Bradley.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the fuck am I? Hello? Hello? Let me out the fucking bag in here!
I like it.
Is that that priest thing in here? Let me out! Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Can you imagine recording that, knowing that it was going to be played at the moment your cold, dead body was being lowered into a hole?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it got a big laugh, Danny.
It did. It actually, it hit really
lightened
well
the
with
mood.
The audience. You would think.
Yeah. that it was the man, Shay, that he wanted everybody to laugh at his funeral, not to be sad. So,
Do you think this will kick off a new trend? Like, funerals, what will the trend be? Like, people's secret recordings, like maybe like a fart noise while it's caskets being lowered in, mm-hmm. or I don't know. I mean, like it would be nice because funerals are horrible, mm-hmm. especially the further you get away from actually knowing the person. Like, I haven't seen him in 40 years, mm-hmm. but I feel obligated to go. It'd be nice if there was some entertainment there.
Yeah. So you think that people should be going for more, I guess that it makes some sense, Danny. Now, you know, in this, Instagram society that we live in, social media, I mean, what better way to be commemorated than to go viral on your funeral?
Think about this as you're preparing for your funeral. What is the most Instagrammable funeral you could have? So first of all, your coffin needs to be unicorn colored, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you got to have something hilarious happen as you're getting lowered in. Like maybe you pop out of your casket, you know, mm-hmm. like one of those Halloween party.
Your body, things. Like it's spring loaded.
Yeah. You never believe what's going to happen in this video.
Yeah. Because then people will film, all the funerals will be filmed. Before it was like frowned upon to have your phone.
Bravo up. Dad discovers mm-hmm. one trick that funeral home managers don't want you to know about.
I mean, there are lots of possibilities. This is just beginning. And this guy in Ireland, which is natural, the dark humor here. Mm-hmm. But like when they're doing the viewing, you could set it up so that when your wife gives you a kiss, you get a bone on.
No.
Oh, I get that. Wouldn't you already have rigor mortis?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to look. I'm
more mortis, here. Even more rigor.
I'm throwing out all the ideas that I can possibly think of in the next 1 to 2 minutes. But there's lots of options possible. When it comes to recordings, just recordings alone, you could do a million funny things.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just, I mean, you could do a million funny things with recordings, but you could also hire like a lookalike.
Oh,
to lay in your casket and like, the casket tips over and you like kind of crawl away.
It can't be scary. I think that's the thing. This guy nailed it. You don't want it to be terrifying for the children. Like you don't want all the little kids there to have counseling later on in life. It can't be terrifying. No, it has to be at least lighthearted as a funeral prank can be. Mm-hmm. Don't have Logan Paul plan it. Come up with something that won't offend people. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunity for me personally. I've been thinking about this. I drive past a graveyard on my way home every day. And I always see people out there and they're so serious and it looks like horrible for the kids to be there. I want there to be like a bounce house, mm-hmm. possibly a clown doing balloon animals. Mm-hmm. I want it to be fun because I want good food. Maybe have it get catered by KFC.
Hot soup bar.
There's definitely going to be a hot soup bar, unlimited hot soup,
yep.
An open hot soup bar.
Is it true that you asked that the casket be lowered into a vat of hot soup?
That would be cool.
How about this? That's a great idea. Instead of being lowered in the traditional horizontal way, I want to be lowered in a vertical into a hole of hot soup.
A cauldron.
Yeah. And then I could scream out like, it's so hot. The soup is too hot.
I already have my recording.
Yeah. What is it?
Just a rough draft. But yes.
What is it?
This is Tyson from beyond the grave watching you all at all times, even in the showers and everywhere.
I'm watching you. I will now, actually, you don't even have to say it in a scary voice. Be like, I will now be watching you all poop.
Yeah.
And take showers.
So they're self-conscious all the time.
Yeah. Like, would you say bad things about me? I'll be hovering over you.
Don't ever say bad things about me.
I just reviewed all the bad things you've ever said about me. Mm-hmm. Jesus gave me access to all of that.
Oh, he opened up the books.
I don't think you need to say that with a scary ghost-like voice.
I think it makes it more funny with the ghost
voice. What if
it
was like Halloween time?
And think about it. I mean, to be fair too, when Danny dies, There's a good chance that we're not recovering his body because it's not gonna. It's in the mountains somewhere. Nobody's really gonna want to go up there and get it.
It'll be like a memorial service.
Yeah, like a memorandum. Yeah. We think he's dead.
It'll be like a picture of Danny on an easel.
That'll be beautiful. Oh, you know what? I do want my coffin airbrushed, like a beautiful mural of my life from like beginning of my birth.
Wow, like a timeline.
Yeah, like a timeline, but of things I never did, like defeated the Kraken or whatever. Just super awesome Greek mythology, but it's all me.
Flag.
Yeah, just I think that would be way cool. But remember, Tyson and I are going to be tethered together and flung into space.
Still?
By our dongs.
No, I was thinking just like some cheap twine from Walmart, but then flung into space at where we will orbit the Earth.
Space garbage.
Okay. I think my message that I'm going to have, the Robin's podcast intro, and then I'm going to say, come to you dead from this funeral home.
Okay. That's a good one, too. Both you and Tyson have great audio clips.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So
I guess I've got the hot soup. I'll go with the hot soup for now until I come up with the better.
Yeah, but the hot soup isn't funny. And also, is the hot soup like what the guests would have to eat out of it? They're like all the unlimited broccoli soup, cream of broccoli soup from Harmon's
Grocers.
Would
you like to be liquefied into hot soup?
Oh, like cooked into a nice stew?
Yeah.
Danny Stew. Oh my gosh, that would be so disgusting.
I had an idea for a prank that I never did.
Yes.
But I thought.
Sure, you want to give up the goods now?
Yeah, because I'll never do it because I think it's definitely not. It's definitely illegal in many ways, I think.
Okay. So what is it?
I wanted to scoop up like a dead deer, like on the side of the road that's like healthy looking, that didn't isn't damaged.
Yeah. Go on.
Dress like a crazy caveman weirdo, and then be in someone's backyard in their hot tub stirring the deer in the hot tub like it's a giant deer stew that I just decided to make.
Yeah, that's very illegal.
So in our high school, two legends did take a dead deer, took it to a party, put it on the toilet, taped it onto a toilet with a beard.
It's so gross.
Then this wasn't you, Danny.
No, it wasn't me. It was great.
You speak highly of these guys.
Because he said legends. Think about this.
Say legends.
Think about this. What it takes to handle a dead deer for that long and to manipulate it. It's just like so disgusting that some recognition is required. That deer had a second life. And then to think about the removal of the deer, if you're the person who's part of it.
Had a recording, like you open the door and it's like, hey, get out of here. Along the toilet lines when I was a small child, when I was like five years old, I was at my grandma's house and I had to go to the bathroom and I ran in and opened the door to the bathroom and my great grandpa, who was like 95, was sitting on the shitter.
Mm-hmm. And he's never forgotten it.
I never have, dude. And he's just like, hey, get out of here. And I was like, and I like ran and closed the door. And I don't even think I went to the bathroom after that. I just like took off. And then a little while later, he came out and made eye contact with me, but we never spoke of it.
But that's your lasting memory of him.
Yeah.
That is so bad. That is like the worst story I've ever heard. Oh, the last memory I ever had a great grandpa.
I mean, it wasn't like he died. He didn't die the next day.
But that's your most vivid memory of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Perfect burial for him would be him. Extreme taxidermy on the toilet with his eyes wide open, staring at all the people.
But only for me. Like that would only hit home for me.
Yeah, again. Great grandpa requested that you stand right here on this X.
And now we have to have hologram funerals where everybody has to stand.
Oh, that'd be huge.
Yeah, that's next level.
So they can get a personal message of their own from everybody. Like there can be some people there where you're like,
I never liked you,
but I felt like I had to invite you because you've been mooching off me your entire life.
Yeah. I get to tell everybody off at the hologram funeral.
Yeah, the hologram funeral is next level. That's where it goes beyond a funny audio clip to,
You could wear virtual reality goggles. Everybody put on your
That's too much work. Nobody's going to have enough glasses and goggles.
I don't even want to be at the
funeral. Hologram funeral? Hologram funeral it is.
Okay.
So, so you're welcome, everybody. And we might have to do my great grandpa's funeral over again if we're doing hologram funerals. So I just need some closure on that. I just need him to say that it was his fault for not locking the door.
You know, I had a similar experience, Tyson, so I can sympathize. Do you remember Tyson and I went to Beijing together?
Oh, yes.
And having just eaten some terrible Chinese food, I had to go to the bathroom real bad. So we're at the train station and I ran to the toilet. And you would think in like the Beijing train station, they would have more than two stalls, but that's all they had. So I pushed the door open to the very first stall, wasn't locked, and I made direct eye contact with a man squatting over a hole. And it's never really left me. It's like an image that was seared into my brain.
Yeah. So imagine that being someone you.
That's exactly what I thought. I can't imagine my great grandpa. It'd be a very similar thing. And so, Tyson, I can sympathize. You want to talk about this later, let me know.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, call me.
Okay. Now, Tyson, this isn't exactly the same as having access to a deer that has been left on the side of the road. But there is the message from authorities about a life form that they do want you to kill on site. And that is this fish, which is a land dwelling or a fish that can live on land for up to 4 days. This is out of Georgia, and the wildlife officials are urging people kill it immediately if you see it. So I don't know if you should then take it and put it in somebody's hot tub like you're making some sort of a soup.
No, don't put it in a hot tub.
Yeah,
they look terrifying.
Mm-hmm. They look like a fish, kind of. I mean, they are called a fish head, right?
Yeah.
They've got the sharp teeth.
Snake head fish.
Yeah, snake head fish.
This is from the Wildlife Resources Division Georgia Twitter account. Northern snakehead are bad news. And
I just don't understand.
Well, I'll give you the whole tweet. There. I got to give you the whole tweet, Danny.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
So this is Northern Snakehead. This is, I think, a poorly worded tweet. Northern Snakehead are bad news. New sentence. And for the first time, comma, the invasive fish has been confirmed in Georgia waters. If you believe you have caught a Northern Snakehead, all caps, do not release it. Kill it immediately and freeze it. If possible, take pictures of the fish. Note where it was caught, water body landmarks, or GPS coordinates. Immediately report to your regional Georgia DNR Wildlife Resources Division Fisheries Office.
Can I say something now?
Yes.
It's just something that really irritates me are people who get these things as pets, right? Like the pythons in Florida or this snake. And oh, this will be great. And then as it grows up, nope. What should I do with it? Well, I've built up an attachment. I'll just chuck it into a local lake. That has to be how they came to be. They didn't swim all the way from China, which is where they're from. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing someone brought them over, had them in a fish tank, and thought, no, I don't like this thing because it jumps out of the fish tank. It ate my cat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they chuck it into a lake.
It's like the plot of a horror movie.
Me. Yeah. I mean, 4 days outside of the water is how long it can live.
Mm-hmm.
That blows my mind.
Tyson, you know Danny felt so strongly about this?
I didn't.
I feel very strongly about non-indigenous pets that people bring over and then realize after a short period of time, like, oh, no, this isn't for me. Because
That's why Florida is Florida right now. And it seems like Florida is now creeping into Georgia because Florida has all the invasive snakes because they're tropical. I think even
people that aren't from Florida.
I thought you were going to say too.
Florida is filled with non-indigenous Florida natives.
I mean, it's with all of it now.
Invasive humans, invasive species. Go on,
and,
Tyson.
Yeah, it does harm the ecosystem. But this is, and Danny, this is... you're blaming like the odd pet owner, but a lot of times it's local governments like, oh,
no, that's true.
We had a bad fish year. You know what really would thrive here? The northern snakeheads.
Oh, don't get me started about that.
Let's not do any studies on it. Let's just import them. You know, carp are imported.
Get started,
also.
Danny. Why? What do you have to say about that?
Well, because carp have ruined all the Utah lakes.
The government is so stupid. They're like, hey, look, to fix this problem, like I read this article about
poison snails.
Yeah, how the author of Dune, how he came up with the idea for Dune was in the 70s, he was out researching the sand dunes in Oregon and they were trying to stop them from coming inland. So they planted a grass, which now they're trying to get rid of because it's destroying, local agriculture. Mm-hmm. And it's eating up. And you're like, don't solve environmental problems by just like throwing other non-indigenous species at the problem. It never works out. You don't like when they talk about like seeding the clouds to create rain where there's, don't seed the clouds.
Don't do that.
Don't do anything. Like Tyson said, bring in the carp. Every time the government brings in something to solve one problem, an animal or a plant or whatever it is, all they do is create two problems. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind.
But more than two.
But sometimes it really is somebody has a pet. And they're like, oh, I thought this, this black adder would be a great pet.
Black adder?
Or whatever that poisonous snake is in Africa or Australia. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, wait, you know what? Never mind. This is a terrifying snake. Instead of killing it because I love it so much, I'll just let it go in the streets. I mean, it really irritates me. There's so many problems that are caused
and
by
it ends
people.
Up being 9 months pregnant, goes out, poops right. out
so
a bunch
Danny,
of babies.
Let's talk about this. Should we start some sort of like a pickup service for unwanted exotic pets?
They already have that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would rather you take it to a shelter, I'm sure. Especially those
Florida, I think, actually has programs where you can turn in your scary, gigantic pythons that you didn't realize were going to grow so big.
Yeah.
Instead of releasing them into the wild.
That's good.
And it's too late because now they have, I mean, every week there's a story about someone out in Florida who captures like a 19-foot python.
Yeah, the world's largest anaconda found.
Yeah, it's too late for Florida. We just need to, to get rid of it. It sounds like we need to probably find its predator, the python's predator, and then release it into Florida.
Jaguars, yeah.
And then eventually we'll have Australia. It will be very similar to Florida. Those would be like the deadliest place to go.
Yeah. And the only thing that will save us is an Arctic freeze.
Mm-hmm.
A good hard breeze.
Reset.
Danny, why does the Georgia Wildlife Resources Division want us to not only kill the fish, but also to freeze it? Why do I have to put the dead fish in my freezer?
I actually wondered the exact same.
Does it come back to life like the Terminator?
That's kind of what I thought they were. That's what I thought when I read it too. It's like, are these things reanimating?
You think it's dead, like, days later? Not. Put it in the freezer.
I cut off its head, put it in the freezer.
Put it in the oven.
Call a priest. Yeah. Call a priest to come over, and he will properly dispose of its evil soul.
Yeah. Could you eat it?
I couldn't understand that. Yeah. They probably don't recommend it.
Probably don't recommend it. It has an air bladder. That's how it's able to move around for 4 days.
All right. Lungs? Are those lungs?
No, they call it air bladder. Air bladder. So that's how that works. All right. Danny, if you had to guess millennials' favorite type of food based on years of doing this podcast, what do you think it is?
Avocado toast.
That's what you would think, right? But no, a new study says that millennials' favorite food is...
Wait.
Yeah, Tyson, do you know?
Dragon fruit.
No, it is...
That's a good one, Tyson.
Millennials say that their favorite food is Italian food. Can you believe it?
I think they're punking us, dude.
But pumpkin...
No, they're
punking, trying to picture.
They're punking us. I think there's like that Facebook secret fake group, Facebook group with millennials who are like just trying to punk Generation X.
It wouldn't be on Facebook, Tyson.
This is from FoxNews.com. They're pretty tapped into what the millennials are thinking. And so,
they know more than anybody probably what millennials want.
Yes. So they say that they're reporting this research. Italian food is their favorite because it's Instagrammable.
Is it though?
pizza, I guess, looks good on Instagram.
Rob, I'm going to admit to something right now, Rob. Yes. Sometimes late at night, when nobody's watching, I will look over my wife's shoulder as she scrolls through Instagram at food. Okay. What do you call them?
I don't like food Instagram.
Anyway, it seems like desserts are more Instagrammable than salty dishes. Mm. From what I've seen, cupcakes, cookies, cakes, pies, they tend to be more Instagrammable, as far as I can tell, than like a sloppy pasta.
Yeah.
You know, pasta doesn't have the cute colors. It tends to be unorganized or disorganized. It's like just all over the place with a gross sauce. Whereas you can have a beautiful colored cupcake with something fancy coming out of it. I saw this woman who did like a flamingo, and that seems more Instagrammable.
Yeah.
I don't get the Italian food.
This is from the Instagram of one millennial talking about Italian food.
So this is Broga.
Yeah.
This is one person talking about it.
One of the side effects of all those days out there on the island is when I get home, I want to eat, and I love to cook. Today, I'm making a beautiful red sauce with lamb and sausage.
No.
It's going to be delicious. Every Italian knows it's a sin to buy sauce out of a jar.
Yeah, that does sound like millennial, all right.
That was the least millennial clip I've ever heard.
That was a millennial who was cooking Italian food.
That was not a millennial. That was a Gen Xer pretending to be a millennial. That was not millennial.
That was a millennial. That was for sure a millennial. I'd recognize that voice anywhere as the voice of the millennials.
That's their voice. That's their collective voice. I'm sorry, Rob. That did not sound.
If you combined all millennial voices into one voice, that would be it.
So, Tyson, do you think pasta is the most Instagrammable food?
Pasta?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
So, you guys talking about lamb and sausage? That's
and
not
Alfredo,
millennial
yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah. I think sushi is pretty Instagrammable. I see a lot of sushi Instagrams.
Oh, yeah. Sushi's way better.
But it's interesting that the question wasn't what's the most Instagrammable food, what's your favorite food, and the answer was Italian food because it's Instagrammable. 63% of the young adults who love Italian food because it's tastes good, but 10% are saying that it's Instagrammable. That's putting it over the top.
Where did they survey? Like, where was this survey done?
This was a study of 2,000 adults found almost 3/4 of 22 to 35 year olds describe Italian food as their favorite type of cuisine. There you go, Danny. So next time you get some Italian food, then go ahead.
I'm actually not a huge fan of Italian food. Oh, I guess that makes me not
Gen
a millennial.
Xer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Okay. All right. Let's talk about some other stories going on. Okay. Now, we have been talking for many years on this podcast about the coming revolution of the sex robots are on their way. But Tyson, some new research is promoting the sex robots with a feature, the ability to turn down their owner.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah,
it'll make it more realistic.
It would make it more realistic. So, Danny, is it because if something's not a challenge, do we not want it?
Oh, that's the joys in the conquest. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Like if you can't lose, why play the game?
Yeah, excellent quote. I've got that actually tattooed several places on my body. No, that makes sense, Rob. I think you've really struck it. You want to have a challenge, and the robot wants to be wooed.
The robot wants to be wooed. Yeah, the robot wants romance.
Exactly. It wants robot romance. It doesn't want to just be something you wheel out of the closet for a good time and then wheel it back in. And put it in self-clean mode. I think that it definitely, at some point, they'll want romance.
Yeah.
And they'll want you to actually have to work for their affection.
Tyson, would you feel like a loser as the owner of a sex robot who was being turned down in your advances on said sex robot?
Yeah, I think so. That's the weird part. It's like, I'm pretty certain that sex robots don't, they haven't developed emotions yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, or feelings. So the only way that this would be able to turn you down is if somebody programmed it to do so at like certain increments. So it's like one out of every three times, it's just going to tell you no and be firm on the no.
Yeah.
And so Danny's going to be like, please, but please. And the robot's going to be like, no, absolutely not, Danny Master.
I am sleepy.
Yeah. I am sleepy.
So Tyson, awful. You think it would work?
I am too tired.
Randomly? Or do you think it would be like, well, you have to do like X number of things?
Or
like, yeah. Or, so, or do you, or no, is it like, do you have to, like, then if it's like, then, or does it, you know, how complicated is this?
What if you say gamified?
What if you say, well, I'm going out tonight, I'm going to go see a different robot, and then like, would it get jealous?
Yeah.
You don't want to make your robot jealous.
This is a very complicated relationship.
I'm sure you'll have something on your phone.
Yeah.
It'll be like, what do you want the challenge setting to be for your robot?
I think at this point, you're better off just having a regular relationship.
Yeah, probably. Well, the robot, who knows? The robot might be less work still, even with challenge setting.
I don't know.
Set at 11.
Yeah, I guess. Do you program like on Madden? Is it like I'm going to play on rookie, play on all pro?
Yes.
Can you adjust the setting? I think
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might make people better communicators, you know, improve their interpersonal relationships by having to work with a robot.
Yeah.
Which we have seen in some of these robot developments. You know, they want to use robots to help people develop people skills. We've talked about that with the some of the you call in. Remember the flirting one, the flirting robot?
Yes.
AI?
Yes.
So this could be very similar in that it's helping you learn to communicate and work around challenges.
He just had a flirt. Okay. Let's talk about some Halloween news. And as Danny alluded to earlier with the Pennywise costume for his son, then scary clowns are really making a comeback here in 2019. Danny, it was back in the day, we used to talk about the terrifying phenomenon of scary clowns, but now the scary clowns, I think, have been widely accepted by society.
The clown apocalypse that we predicted, or others predicted, it never really came to pass. I mean, they were spotted in the woods and in random spots. But I think that you're right. I think, remember that organization came out with a letter seeking openness with the relations to clowns. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And maybe these groups, the Clown Union, they're finally getting out there and making it acceptable to be a clown again.
Yeah.
Tyson. So now the clowns really will come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, the number one movie at the box office, Joker, Scary Clown, It Chapter 2 did well. Pennywise is everywhere. It's almost like there are no regular clowns. It's all scary clowns.
I think, are you saying that even the happy, the designed happy clowns are scary, or are you saying they don't even have happy clowns anymore?
I don't think they have happy clowns anymore.
I think all clowns are scary. I kind of like you, Rob. I think that there is no clown. No clown is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They all have a terrifying look. The more happy they are, the more you should be aware and avoid the happy clown. Why is he so happy?
Yeah, why is he so happy?
What did he just do?
Danny, I wonder that without the baseline of the creepy regular clown, does the scary clown lose some of its bite?
Oh, for sure. Like, look, if my kid wants to be Pennywise, it means that scary clowns have kind of lost, like you said, some of their bite.
Yeah. Like, I'm not scared of a vampire. Is scary clown just like another Halloween monster now?
Yeah, because like Twilight softened you up to vampires.
Yeah.
And now after you watched all those movies, Rob, and you loved them, you're not worried about vampires anymore. And I feel like maybe that's what's happening here with clowns.
Maybe. But look, it's never going to be normal for me.
When are they going to make a clown love story, like a Twilight-like series about clowns?
where it's clowns and what else?
Clowns and mimes.
Yeah. Who are
the clowns and the mimes versus each other? But yeah. Aren't mimes a sort of clown or no? Yeah.
What about Romeo and Juliet? But one family is clowns, the other family are mimes.
Yeah.
Magicians.
Forbidden Love. It's a classic story.
I think it would have to be magicians because that's real Forbidden Love.
Mm. So you're saying clowns and magicians and two of their children from one of the most established clown families in the family.
Yeah.
And they come together secretly in the woods to, you know, whatever, copulate.
Yeah.
And
magic each other.
Yeah. Magic each other.
They call it Copperfielding.
Anyway, it's a great story. It's already been written like a million times. So all we have to do is like ad lib. Mm-hmm. We just throw in different words.
Yeah, cut and plug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got this movie down. We could probably write it in an afternoon.
Okay. A Tennessee town is looking to make history and break another Guinness Book of World Records record as they aim to become the town with the most scarecrows ever.
Do they have a crow problem?
I'm not sure. I mean, now, if you could make a scarecrow that would keep those killer fish away, that'd be something.
That would be something.
A scare fish?
A scare fish.
Yeah. What would you name that?
Yeah,
I think this is a
really dumb world's record to want, but that does having the most scarecrows, Tyson, then say, could they boast that they have the least crows or the best crops because we have the most scarecrows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But the thing, too, is that it's like... it's just a bonding moment for these small towns. It's like, how can we bond a small town together? We'll break a world record. So it's like, thank goodness for these world records because they have brought
a lot of
small towns together.
They bring small towns together.
They're
a lot inception. Of introverts.
Yes, a lot of introverts
brings
bring
everybody
all the farmers
out.
Together to make the largest pizza in the world. Bring all the town's folk out to, you know, get all the scarecrows going. Get all the townsfolk out to run
the most
5K
sex robots
in
ever
Santa
in one place.
Costumes. Yeah.
So, Tyson, would you run for mayor of a small town and your platform be that you're going to break a Guinness Book of World Record?
A bunch of them. We're going to break all of them, probably.
You'll have the record for the most records.
Yeah.
That's exactly. A great idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who would say no?
Most mayors. The most mayors ever in a town.
Yeah. The most mayors ever. And we'd all, all of us would be mayor for a day.
There are a lot of Guinness Book of World Records Halloween themed records, which include the largest gathering of zombies, the most people dressed as superheroes, the loudest scream, the most prolific children's horror book series, the most pumpkins carved in 1 hour, the largest time warp dance, and the largest collection of haunted dolls, Danny.
You know, yesterday a guy broke the 2 hour marathon mark, and he didn't even get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Why not?
And it's somehow
they didn't have an official person there.
Something they did made it not official, but these people with their scarecrows, not really much of an accomplishment.
Yes.
They're in.
I want to know, how did they sign off on the largest collection of haunted dolls, Tyson? Does Guinness say like this is haunted, so this counts?
I think any American Girl doll is qualifies.
It's official.
Yeah, my girl does have a lot of dolls. I got to say, when it's late at night and I see them laying on the ground, it's disconcerting slightly seeing a small human shaped figure. So maybe all dolls are slightly haunted.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then one other Halloween themed story to talk about, that there has been an incident of Halloween's candy or Halloween candy for kids, which was laced with trace amounts of THC, Tyson.
Yeah, that sounds like just gummies from a dispensary. That's what I'm feeling.
This happened in Pennsylvania, where parents need to check their candy because there was Nerds Rope laced with 400 milligrams of THC in Pennsylvania, which I believe is a lot.
I think that is a lot, isn't it?
I think that is.
Well, if that was caffeine, your kid's not going to bed for a long time.
That's a lot. So,
you know, we had to worry. This is an improvement, though. When we were kids, we had to worry about razors,
razor blades,
needles. You know, you'd take it to the police department to get your candy x-rayed.
Now you just have to worry that your kid's going to go immediately to bed from being too high.
No, I think you get that high. I don't think you're going to be able to go to bed.
You should never trick or treat anywhere where you don't know most of the people you're trick or treating.
Yeah.
At their house.
This was Nerd's Rope. Tyson, have you had Nerd's Rope?
No, but I feel like I've seen a Nerd's Rope. I know somebody here out of us three who's had a Nerd's Rope, and that's got to be Danny because his consumption of candy.
I do love candy.
Yeah, and this is not chocolate. I feel like this is like up your alley.
It's a gummy. Yeah,
is THC the same as, what is it, CBD?
No, that's different. No,
THC is marijuana.
But isn't that what
THC is what gets you high.
Yeah, but what's the other stuff? The oil that CBD. Everybody loves now.
Yeah,
the magical CBD elixir.
CBD is snake oil, the snake oil part
But here's what's weird. So this was not necessarily like the candy was meant for children and was laced with THC. That this bag of candy that is being shared by the Johnstown Police Department, you can clearly see on the label, like a warning, 400 milligrams of THC per rope.
That's not someone slipping THC to a kid. Yeah,
check this
out. Fully advertised.
Yeah. So, yeah, you say that the kids should be able to read.
What do they? They always say that, like, they always have these warnings or rumors. And one of them I've heard is that a lot of the $100 bills you handle have cocaine on them or something like that.
Yeah.
Like that's more realistic than, or more of a warning for that than, oh, by the way, if you're handed something that's clearly labeled as having THC.
When you say laced with THC, I'm thinking of like 10 evil scientists are like, what should we do this year for Halloween?
Yeah.
And one of them's like, an idea, let's take a piece of candy.
Here's what happened.
Put it in the lace-a-fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First off, who's giving out Halloween candy this early? It's October 14th. Who's giving out Halloween candy? No.
I think the police are coming out with their warnings.
Yeah.
Like, parents, look for this. And I don't know why they got caught up with, it's not laced.
Yeah.
It's intentional.
This is from the Johnstown Police Department. Attention, the Johnstown Police would like to draw extra attention to the Nerd's Rope edibles containing 400 milligrams of THC found during a search warrant in, wait for it, Stony Creek Township. During this Halloween, we urge parents to be ever vigilant in checking their children's candy before allowing them to consume those treats. Drug-laced edibles are packaged like regular candy, may be hard to distinguish from real candy. So it sounds like that they busted somebody's house and they had these, and now they're saying, like, hey, be careful. Somebody you might know, be so high that they give you.
These old people are so scared.
They're so scared. Could you imagine, like, trick-or-treating, by the way, in Florida? All the things that you probably get handed, like non-indigenous animals.
No, you don't even get handed that stuff hardly ever. It's just like did they ever have a razor blades in candy incident ever?
One person did. It was the ultimate Broga story, Tyson. Mm-hmm. It was one kid had a razor pushed into a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
And he didn't even eat it. You know what I mean? I think that happened once. And since then, it's tainted all Halloween candy stories.
So we have this guy that's high, and these trick-or-treaters come to his house early or something. And he's like, I got to find some candy. Here you go. And then he just hands $100 Nerd's Rope to him.
Yeah.
And he's regretting it, believe me.
Yeah, but this was in a police bus. The police found these, and they said, hey, just so you know, they look like regular candy. Yeah.
The guy probably had in a box labeled Halloween candy to hand out, and that's what tipped off the police.
Also, Crazy Babe in the chat says, CBD isn't snake oil. It helps and doesn't get you high. I know. I was just trying to trigger some people a little bit with the
mission
snake oil comment.
Accomplished.
Because I know I have lots of friends who use and swear by CBD for their aches and pains.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you for the disclaimer, Tyson.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want the backlash to just keep coming.
Keep coming. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have one terrible passenger story to talk about before we get to Danny's bolt.
Truly terrible.
Okay. This is the story of a woman who was traveling on Spirit Airlines. And oh, wait, it gets worse. It gets worse. Not only was she traveling on Spirit Airlines, but then also that this woman was vomited on by a drunk passenger on board the flight, and the vomited was her hair was vomited on.
Oh, of all the places to vomit onto someone, the hair, the hair.
So the person that vomited was just from being motion sick, or was it from over drinking, or what? Because I feel like that's got to be part of it. Because if it's from motion sickness and they couldn't help it and there was nothing like they could do to control it, then
yeah,
it's.
But why did you puke on someone's hair?
Okay, well, I mean, in the moment, maybe.
So
you,
I don't know if this makes it better or worse, Tyson, but the man was drunk.
Worse.
Always worse.
This guy is the offender. He should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Yeah.
He's an ass.
Yeah. Yeah. He should be greyhounded for life.
Oh, is that the only statement? I thought you were going to list like several things about him.
Who, me?
No, Rob.
No, that's it. We don't know a lot more details about this man. What happened to him?
I don't want to know anymore. I already feel like I can pretty much picture this guy in my head.
Let me ask you this. If you could be puked on by a stranger, I think the hair would be the last place. The face would be the last place I'd want someone to puke on. The hair would probably be the second.
Are we really ranking this right now?
I am, because I'm actually thinking about it. One time, you know, my wife, I've told this story before. She always gets puked on by a kid before we ever go on a flight. And so she's been throwing up a lot more. I should consult her. What is the worst area to get puked on? But you might have a change of clothes if he had gone anywhere else. And like, why didn't he puke on the back of the seat or on the floor or into his own lap or like fold up his shirt and try and make a bowl out of his shirt and puke into that? I don't like this guy.
This was a crazy plane because everybody had to get off and then they had to deep clean the aircraft. Tyson, you buying that they deep clean the aircraft?
No, I'm not buying that they're deep. This is what I'm buying is that they all draw straws in the back and one of them gets the short straw. They toss him one of those canisters of like the pre-Clorox wipes.
Febreze. Yeah.
He goes in and pretends to like scoop some of it and then lets it the rest of it crust up and dry.
So eventually the flight was able to take off, but then there was a second delay caused by two more passengers locking themselves in a bathroom, Danny. What was going on? This was Chicago to Baltimore. What the hell is going on this Spirit Airlines?
First of all, Spirit Airlines should tell us everything we need to know. There's just something about Spirit Air. Well, we know what it is. It's the Greyhound of airlines. It's the step above the Greyhound. And so none of this is surprising, but man, could you imagine just being an innocent bystander, just collateral damage on this flight? And he's just like, I just want to get home. But
this was never the most happen. Spirit Airlines flight that there ever was.
Well, was there a fight? Because that would really be the icing.
I mean, I feel like if I got puke in my hair, I would definitely punch the drunk guy.
I shaved my head right then and there. You're not washing that out.
Yeah. I think if you drink enough, maybe then you don't remember that you're on Spirit Airlines.
That's the trick to flying Spirit Airlines.
Well, I think that's the trick to getting demoted to Spirit Airlines. Yes. And then secondly.
So what you're saying, Tyson, is what comes first? The heavy drinking or Spirit Airlines?
Exactly. And it's a question for the ages because both answers are right, and there's also no wrong answer.
I think that's why it's called Spirit Airlines, because they serve you a lot of spirits, and then you end up...
If Spirit Airlines offered you a year of free flying to give them good publicity, would you do it?
For me and my family, and do they fly anywhere tropical?
I don't know where they fly.
Yeah,
I don't know where they fly either. I feel like Spirit Airlines and Spirit Cigarettes are the same company.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
All right. Why?
I don't even know if Spirit Cigarettes is even a thing, but I feel like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the cigarette brand was like, we got to get into something new. And they're like, let's start an airline. And like, we don't know anything about that.
Well, just buy some planes.
Yeah, it's probably about the same as running a cigarette company.
Okay. I think Spirit does fly a lot of places, Tyson. So think about it.
They fly to Hawaii.
I have to look it up.
Mexico.
Yeah, this is. I'm on the Spirit website. Very colorful website. So
a lot of yellow.
A lot of yellow. It's, there you go.
Yep.
Something
that, I've never seen a Spirit airplane anywhere.
Yeah.
Wait. That was it. You've never seen one on any tarmac?
No.
At any airport you've ever been?
No.
Wow. So you think maybe they don't exist?
I'm certain they don't exist, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have a $9 fare club.
What does that even mean? $9 to fly anywhere?
Yeah. I think that might be like if you join their mailing list, I think you get. But look, they got a pretty good map. Okay.
Hmm.
All right. So
they go to some places.
Okay.
Yeah. There is also Natural American Spirit cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. That's I know what those are.
What?
Yeah, those are like the cigarettes that I think people say like, oh, there's no additives.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Except for. I mean, there's got to be something added to a cigarette to even make it a cigarette, right?
Is Spirit Airlines the most Instagrammable airline or the least?
Well, I think if you're looking for excitement, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. It's like, whoa, dude, you can do tons of Insta stories of people fighting, puking, copulating in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It seems like there's lots of good material there. If you have like a gross out
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So you think that I should take a year of free flights from Spirit?
Yes.
For me and my family.
And then write a tell-all book.
Write a tell-all book. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yes. Spirit in the sky.
We're going to get to Danny and the Bolt Hole coming up next. But let me take a moment and thank a sponsor. Those are friends over at betonline.ag. They are the sponsors of the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge. And so I've been picking the games all season long against the other Podcast One hosts. Didn't have a great weekend. I managed a lot of upsets in the NFL. I managed to avoid picking against my Jets and picking the Cowboys, but I did have. They did have the Chargers. I had the Falcons. I had the Chiefs. So not great. It's not going to be a great week for me in the standing in the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge for week number 6. But there's another week ahead for me to get back in the game on the $5,000 season-long charity contest. NFL, college football, and MLB playoff action is all heating up this week. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline.ag is going to let you take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account. Make sure that promo code PODCAST1 is there for your 50% sign-up bonus. Lots of great matchups. Oakland at Green Bay, Minnesota at Detroit, New Orleans at Chicago, Baltimore at Seattle, Philly at Dallas. Don't forget about the Jets and the Patriots. College football week 8 matchups. Michigan at Penn State, Arizona State. So it's the state that Tyson's home state, Arizona State versus at Utah, Danny's state.
Boom.
That's a huge game.
Finally, friends become rivals.
Yeah. Oregon at Washington, LSU at it says Miss State. I don't know if is that Mississippi or that's Missouri?
Is it Z's or
Miss,
S's?
Miss State.
Mississippi,
you think?
I think Missouri is Ms. U.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Texas A&M at Ole Miss. So visit betonline.ag. Don't forget your promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign-up bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Okay, Danny, are you ready?
Guide me.
Okay.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. You're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal emission, a very sexy seduction.
Slow fade out. Nope,
you
go on.
Feel at home, cause you belong. Welcome to my bolt hole.
Yeah.
feel like I should be dancing.
That's good. Well, the chat loves it. The chat,
yeah, the chat does love that song. We love it too. I mean, yeah, it's I a love dope it. Song. And last week we didn't play the whole thing for him, and we got a little backlash for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it didn't show up in our iTunes reviews, Tyson.
I hope not, but I better check it.
Yeah. So if you were to guess what is considered by 30,000 people who are surveyed,
30,000,
that's a big survey sample.
Most than Instagrammable food. Yeah.
What would you think was the worst Halloween candy according to those 30,000 people?
Candy corn. People are piling on candy corn too much.
Tyson?
Circus peanuts.
Wow. Have you guys seen this? It is an old survey. It came out last week, but you guys got number one and number two.
Everybody's on the same page that it's candy corn is the Nickelback of Halloween delicacies.
It really is, but my wife loves candy corn.
Mm-hmm. And actually, Peeps several, is probably high.
Several states have candy corn as their number one favorite.
What?
So you don't just assume that everyone hates candy corn. I do. We do. That's probably why we're friends. That's what ties us together.
I don't know anybody that likes it.
Yeah, well, that's because you probably don't know very many people. And that's actually another survey I was going to talk about, Rob. And that's that most Americans haven't made a new friend in 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like yours might be a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And you personally,
I don't think I've ever made one.
Yeah, subconsciously be excluding candy corn lovers.
Yeah. From your, what about all the cast members from this season's Big Brother?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say any of them are my friends.
Here's the interesting thing before Rob says something he'll regret.
Yeah.
Circus peanuts. I didn't even know what those were, Tyson.
They're delicious.
I know what
they are. Liz said, "What are circus peanuts?" I didn't even look at the picture. I said, "I'm pretty sure that's like a peanut you have to break open." You know, like the kind you get at some of those steak restaurants, but no, it is actually
a literal peanut.
Yeah. Like a real peanut, but it is a candy peanut that is orange in color and foamy in texture.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they existed. Well, I'm not going to number two.
You're not going to?
That's number two on the list.
So you're not going to try one?
If you come here and hand me one, I'll eat that.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff is just
my now.
Things that were like that somebody came up with in like 1910.
Yeah,
and somehow they're still either they still got made or somebody made a 50 billion in 1940 and they're just still kicking around.
That, Rob. I think a lot of this is like Depression era candy, like when they didn't have the resources to make real candy.
Yeah, but Bitto Honeys are still some of the strongest candy in the game.
Number 10. And also Necco wafers. Remember those?
Yeah. Necco wafers.
Yeah. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. They're number 5. And Rob, you really hit it with the Depression era candy, like Tootsie Rolls, Smarties, licorice, black licorice.
Yeah. Tyson likes black licorice, right? Cold.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't be friends anymore. But wax cola bottles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these candies are like the strangest candies ever made.
Are candy cigarettes on the list, Danny?
No, but they should be. They're very similar to the wafers. They've got that waxy, they've got that weird, strange dust. You know how like the outside has like this dust and you get it on your lips? Very strange. All those, but now let's go to the best candies. Anybody know what the number one candy is?
Candy cigarettes.
Tyson,
best candy on the list.
Yeah.
The most delicious candy that people have,
according to 30,000 people. Yeah.
30,000 people.
What are you going to say?
Starburst.
Reese's. Okay.
Yes. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Wow. Rob, did you just guess that?
No, that would have been my that's my favorite. I would have guessed that. But when you have such a huge sample size, I would have said that I thought that maybe we would end up getting something that would be a little bit more like vanilla or vanilla is the wrong word, because it'd be something like just like a Hershey bar or M&M's.
You're saying something less edgy.
Yeah.
Is kind of what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I can
Reese's
see that.
Then Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, because it has peanut butter, which can be controversial.
Yeah,
it's only
when it comes to mixing peanut butter and chocolate.
I was the only one that doesn't appreciate peanut butter as a dessert, because you can have it as just a regular food.
Yeah, you can. But a lot of people have allergies, so it's very looked down upon.
Skittles is also on the list. M&M's, Snickers, Starburst. And here's the interesting thing. On the top 10 Halloween candies, number 6 is candy corn.
Hmm.
So how can candy corn be the worst?
Very polarizing.
Seasonal. It's a seasonal candy that, and it's cheap, and it's just like, I don't know.
Here's another interesting fact from the same article, which shocked me. In Oregon, and if anyone's in Oregon, please verify if this is true, because it's a cause for to move to Oregon. In Oregon, full-size candy bars are the norm for trick-or-treaters to receive.
In Oregon?
It was Oregon just filled with billionaires.
I'm gonna move. No,
but I mean, after you get after you eat one THC Nerds rope, you are stocking up on.
Yeah, you really should give out the fun size THC Nerds rope.
Full size candy bars in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that's the same as what your parents' neighborhood did.
Yeah, yeah, but that's just one neighborhood.
Yeah,
whereas they're saying that statewide, it's the norm in Oregon to hand out full size candy bars now. Let's go to individual states real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tyson's Arizona. The top candy in Arizona.
I know what it is.
What is
red
it?
Red Hots.
Because it's a red state.
No, tell me what it is. There. What is it, Tyson?
When I said I'd know what it is, I lied and don't know what it is.
Rob is very close. Hot tamales.
Hot tamales.
Wow. Which kind of blows my mind.
Another horrible candy.
Hey, I like hot tamales.
Okay. More than dots.
Number one in California, Rob.
Number one in California. Snickers.
No. Skittles.
Skittles taste the rainbow.
Yeah, the chocolate will melt. That's a good call.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The chocolate issue. And then number one in my state, Utah, is
chocolate
this
penises.
Is disgusting.
Chocolate
this is,
penises. No.
what is it?
It's Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers.
That's awful. I'm not candy.
You can't even eat those fast. There's no way to eat a Jolly Rancher.
Number two is Tootsie Pops. This is embarrassing. And number three is candy corn. I got to move to California. Or no, Arizona.
Yeah.
Get some hot tamales.
Are hot tamales where it's at out of the three?
Yeah, I always have a box of hot tamales in my car.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it.
For what?
You didn't know about me. Just a snack on until my tongue turns raw.
Then I have to do when your tongue turns raw.
You always have a box of hot tamales in your car. So if you finish it, what happens? You have to go to the 7-Eleven and buy
it. I go and find another box of hot tamales.
And where did you find in them?
Actually, they're kind of hard to find. They're not everywhere. I just finished.
Do you buy
a box
them
yesterday.
At Costco? Do you buy like a bulk?
No, I don't know. I don't think they sell them at Costco. Although we do have a Costco bag of candy currently at our house as well. Gosh, I eat a lot of candy.
Yeah,
maybe I should slow down. I'm getting too old to be eating so
Danny,
much candy.
I think you could cut out the candy and the running. I think you could kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, then you wouldn't have to run or eat candy. And you'd have more time to podcast.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll think about it, guys. But Halloween's coming up. Now's not the time to cut candy out of my diet.
Yeah, okay.
People in the chat are talking about Coffee Crisp, but Canadian I've never even heard of that.
Well, I guess
I've never heard of that.
Yes, Ready to Be Petty podcast, one of our great listeners. Canadian Coffee Crisp is the best. So we are thankful for Canadian Coffee Crisp here on Canadian Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have the pettiest ideas. I feel like I should do that podcast. Well,
because you're petty.
Because I'm so petty. Mm. For example, yesterday, I was at a sandwich shop here in Reno.
Subway?
No. Like a famous one.
You left the hotel?
I left the hotel.
Oh, you're crazy.
And they make me this sandwich. Well, I've been leaving every day. I integrated myself into the Reno Pickleball Club.
Oh, nice. Good move.
That was smart.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Every morning I've been going and playing with all these old guys. Mm-hmm. So I go to this sandwich shop that somebody from the Pickleball Club recommended to me.
Making friends all the time.
Oh, well, that's Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one lady at the Pickleball Club said she wanted to adopt me. Mm-hmm. And I told her, okay. So
I'm filling out the papers.
Rent boy.
So I'm out here at Run It Up Reno because somebody in the chat asked. So I go to the sandwich shop. I order my sandwiches. I get a BLT, but I add avocado to it and I exchange the mayo on it for some pesto. That's delicious.
It created a completely different sandwich.
Yes, but a more delicious sandwich, arguably.
All right. Okay.
And then they make it and then they charge me. And as they're ringing up, a guy in the back runs out and says, hey, he had extra bacon. And they added it oh no, they put on the ticket that I didn't know. So they charged me. And then the guy's like, did you charge him for the extra bacon? And they're like, yeah, we did. And I was like, I'll admit you put a lot of bacon on there, but I did not ask for extra bacon.
Okay.
Like, you put that on of your own accord. And they're like, oh, okay, noted. Well, yeah, let me talk to the manager and see what we can do. And I was like, okay, like, I don't care. And I'll pay for it.
Because there was a lot of bacon. Already I'm uncomfortable and I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
So I go sit down and I'm just enjoying the extra bacon sandwich. And also I'm like, it's going to be delicious with extra bacon, but it's also probably going to make me feel sick because it's going to be too rich now by the end of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the manager comes out and he's like, I'm so sorry. We overcharged you because you didn't order extra bacon. And so enjoy your sandwich. And here's extra bacon is $1.50. We're going to give you $3 back. So they just give me three ones back. Okay, and I'm like, cool. Oh, thank you. And I continue eating the sandwich. I'm like, oh, I got free bacon for free and a discount on the sandwich. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back later and I mean, I was a little bugged because they kind of made a deal out of it. And they're like, make sure the extra bacon's on there. And he comes back out and he's like, just to show that we weren't trying to rip you off, here is a coupon for a free sandwich.
Okay.
And so I was like, I should get this free sandwich made right now. And then when they bring it out, be like, oh, my tummy's too full. Can you just throw that in garbage?
That would show them. Funny thing is, they don't even remember you going to the sandwich shop. Whereas this is all you'll think about for the next 2 years.
They'll remember when I got my free sandwich. Yeah. I got to go back because I didn't have them. I mean, I thought that as a joke. I'm not really going to do that. Come on,
look, you invented a pesto BLT for them.
It's not a BLT. Pesto blat.
BLT needs mayonnaise.
Wait, you're a mayonnaise lover, Danny?
Mm-hmm. Well, on a BLT, I'll eat it.
Well, I don't love it so much. Why don't you just eat it as a hot soup then?
I'm not going to go into a sandwich shop and tell them how to make a BLT. That's not a BLT. Now you just want a custom-made sandwich.
That was also their argument.
Yeah. You came in and you said, I like a BLT, but I want to change critical parts of the BLT.
Would you recommend this to the Reno sandwich scene?
Yeah, it's delicious. It was called... let me think
free,
what it's
free
called.
Advertising.
Oh, come on. I'll think of it. And if I don't, then who cares?
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Tyson, you want to get into any News AF reviews? By the way, I heard last week, I saw that last week's episode was called the best episode of News AF of all time.
By who?
Yeah,
who?
I didn't write it down.
Nicole?
One of the podcast critics said that last week's News AF was the best News AF ever, Danny.
Maybe I need a 2 second lag. Wow. Always.
Maybe.
When podcasting.
Maybe.
Yeah, all the time you need that. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
And iTunes podcasts format has totally changed. So I did have to dig around, but because I'm pretty technologically advanced, I got to it. Bolthole AF.
Okay.
5-star girl who married TV.
Boom.
Every single time I get to Danny's bolt hole, particularly the theme song, I think to myself, this is the dumbest thing I listen to. And that's a compliment of the highest regard. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the news, boys.
Wow.
Thanks for the news, comma, boys. Not thanks for the news, boys. Like we're handing out little newsboys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
Thank you, a girl who married TV. I didn't even know that was possible. It's like a nun, but for television instead of Christ.
What?
Because you know how nuns, like, they marry their
relationship with Jesus. Yeah.
And this is a girl who married TV. Mm-hmm. So a nun, but instead of for Jesus.
Instead of brides for Christ, you're brides for TV.
Correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
I'd like to be that, except for not a bride, the other.
A groom?
Groom.
Groom, yeah. For TV.
Groom for TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Should we make that sort of a tagline for the podcast that we're handing out newsboys every week?
No, please no.
Is the newsboy one of us every week of who had the best news?
No, I think we find, like, have you seen the movie Newsies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have like a newsboy of the week, right? Of the people that we like the guy who had the funeral that had the pre-recorded. Is he the newsboy of the week?
Yeah, he's the newsboy of the week.
Yeah, plus, we don't want to exclude, you know, the other half of the population.
Yeah,
we
limit newsboy our news. Could be, well, maybe the,
yeah, the newsboy is just
the newsboy is a an award we give.
Yeah, it's like just the trophy.
Congratulations, not, you got the newsboy of the week. Yeah, and it's just like a little like statue of a little newsboy. Yeah.
It's not you could be a woman and get the newsboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think probably actually more women will get the newsboy than men.
Yeah. Okay. But if our listeners say it should be another, it should be news person.
Yeah. I think newsboy really flows a lot better and newsboy is the more funniest. Hilarious yeah. than news person.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Great job here on News AF. Next week, we should be back on a Tuesday, right? Tyson, you're going to be back from running up Reno?
Yeah. Yeah, next week. No, I'm flying back Tuesday. So okay.
You want to? We'll have to. All right, we'll figure it out. We'll play it by ear.
You know, I award both of you the newsboy.
Thank you, Tyson.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Of course, Danny Monday is out there as well. He is at Danny Bryson. And thank you guys who joined us here live today. Always fun. We will see you next time.
We did it, guys.